think the biggest difference is how they generate money, right? So, like a couple of social enterprises I know in Shanghai that deal with children, they open up a school to benefit children who are, you know, mentally, physically handicapped. Now, in the States, they could be a pure NGO, but in China, they've learned how to develop like a tuition-based program. Now, because they don't, the children that they work with don't always have the money, what they do is then they fundraise to supplement, and then that way the kids can always go to school. But in the States, they wouldn't even think about tuition. They would just do 100% fundraising, right? So the differences between social enterprise and NGO largely get down to how they, the goals are usually the same, but how they operate is very different. And their long-term goals may be very different as well. Social enterprises, they tend to want to grow faster because they've developed a product that people want to purchase or a service that people want to buy. So they want to continue doing that because the more they do that, the more benefits to the general society there is. But for NGO, it may not be so necessary. They may only want to stay in their neighborhood. Or they rely upon fundraisers, which can be very infrequent, to generate the money. So those are the two big differences that I see. I think the people behind them are actually quite similar in their goal, but oftentimes their backgrounds are very different. So a social enterprise person may be more business-minded, or have business training, or have worked in the private sector, and sees a way to get to make profit, but to do it in a sustainable manner. Where if you're an NGO and you make a profit, that's always considered a bad thing. Even though it's, the perception is that it's a bad thing. Many NGO leaders would tell you that actually running a profit means you're doing things right.